Meet Will and Tom, two seemingly ordinary men, cursed with a gift of vast knowledge that is forever expanding. Possessing incredible insight with unparalleled skills and expertise, let us join them as they embark on a journey to quench their thirst for the truth while answering the questions to life's most intriguing mysteries. Let us open our minds and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? I will now prove to the scientific community and to the world that I have de-evented the world's first time machine.
But there's no such thing as a time machine.
Ah, not anymore. Only because I de-evented it.
But there's nothing on stage. You're a fraud.
No, no. We had a time machine, but I de-evented it. So now it's not there. See? That's proof. Welcome back, everybody. This is Thomas Case.
This is Ilium Way Arcs Day.
Ilium Way Arcs Day. This is Amiste Ace K.
Can you imagine if we actually tried to do a whole episode in Pig Latin?
Our Eschen Que Udete. That would be very hard. So this question today, I like it because of the fact that it's something that I think, like,
is it interesting, Tom?
It is very interesting and fun. No, just like, no, I like it because of the fact that
it's. Hold on. Everything stop right now. I'm opening up my to do list, and I am adding provide Tom with a what do you call those, like a word bank of adjectives. Tom's word bank. Continue, Tom.
So, the question today.
Yes,
I like it. As I was saying.
Yes.
You didn't let me finish.
Sorry, my bad.
I like it because it's the opposite of a question that I think everyone always has when they do these, like, what if type questions, you know, like,
okay,
what if you can invent things, right?
Okay.
But the opposite is no one, I've never heard anyone ask this. What if you can de-invent?
Something. What if you could destroy the knowledge of a single thing? Okay. Yes.
The parameters would just be that you can choose any one invention and, you know, from any point in history. And it would be as if it just never was invented. No one had the thought of it. No one.
And I'm assuming that, like, we're just going to hand wave, like, don't worry, like, it's not going to affect history in such a way that you and your family don't exist, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. It won't be something that'll affect you. Yeah. It won't be like, oh, now you're never born.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, any other parameters?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Any deep dives? Did you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I don't think there's any deep dives of anyone inventing anything.
I mean, how would you know though, Tom?
Yeah, exactly. Right? All of a sudden I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm looking up. There's no Google. I mean, what happened to Google?
We've talked about the Mandela effect many times on this program. So
yeah, that is true. Maybe that's what's happening.
Could
They're
be.
De-inventing yep. these, like, what, cereals
Via
and
the de-invention
books.
Ray.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what would you de-invent, Tom?
So my first thought, you know, I was trying to think of, like, what I would de-invent. Mm. And my first thought did go to, like, you know, I guess weapons of mass destruction, like the atomic bomb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but what about the other ones? Like the hydrogen bomb?
Hydrogen bomb, like that. Like,
okay. Like, yeah, weapons of mass destruction in general.
Yeah, in general.
Okay.
You know, like, I know that earlier we kind of talked on this, and you did have some points that were actually really good points.
Yeah, because I don't think it's necessarily a good idea, all things considered.
Mm. Yeah, because, like, you know, you were saying.
Well, I was saying, like, there's been no bigger deterrent for, like, mass-scaled wars between superpowers than mutually assured destruction. So, like. Theoretically, I mean, there's no way of actually knowing this, but considering our track record, especially in the early 20th century, of, like, you know, the two biggest wars mankind has ever seen, I would imagine that generations of people across the globe would have been lost in comparison to how many probably already were lost, considering our violent tendencies.
Yeah.
There would have been a Cold War because Russia and the United States would have just had a war. You know what I mean? And it would have been a world war because, you know, the allies on both sides would have got sucked into it. It would have been World War III.
Yeah, and that
without the nuclear bomb. So it's like not the end of the world, like in a literal sense, but like
a lot of lives lost.
Europe lost an entire generation of adult males in the First World War. And then they had another world war, 15, 18 years later or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm.
More actually, it was more like 22 years later. Still, whatever. Like, you get the point.
Yeah.
So that I think there would have been more loss of human life. Also, nuclear power wouldn't have probably been invented.
That was the one thing that was coming to my mind. I was like, okay, well, then the problem would be now we lost this major power source.
Yeah, you know just a huge technological leap.
Yeah. Which I always hear, too. A lot of times, a lot of our technology and stuff comes from, like, military advancements and stuff like that.
So, unfortunately, that's true. But they also come from really cool advancements like, you know, space exploration.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where my mind went to first. And then I started thinking about it. And then I was like, well, if I really wanted to go specific, I guess, you know, one thing that I would, and I don't know if this is also like, would be considered the same type of deterrent, but like biological warfare, like chemicals and stuff.
That's a good one.
I would kind of not want that because I obviously haven't seen, you know, in like the full effect of that in first person, like in person, but you know, just the stories and stuff that I've read about or articles or seen things online, like, it just seems horrible to the point of where it's like, you didn't have to do it that way. That's just so horrible. You know?
Yeah, the horrors of World War One are, I mean, there's a reason that the Geneva Convention outlawed biological warfare after World War One because of the horrible, horrible things that were being done during war. Yeah, the horrible scenes that were unfurling. Yeah, can you imagine like plague bombs? Like that's the thing is like you're saying de-inventing like chemical warfare. It's been outlawed for the most part. But can you imagine what would exist if it wasn't so frowned upon?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
To the point where countries aren't doing it for the most part, not on that level.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
It's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say that's kind of a short answer, but like, yeah, that's all that kept coming into my mind.
I think it's a good one.
I mean, if, cause like I do see the point now, like if you took away all those, like the weapons, like the atom bomb and hydrogen bomb and all that kind of stuff, nuclear bombs, it's like, you're right. All the countries that were going to go to war with each other, but didn't because they were like, well, I don't want them to unleash one of those bombs. You know what I mean?
Like, granted, like, here's the thing, though. Like, we don't know the future. For all we really know, your choice could be the best choice ever because theoretically, all life on the planet could be wiped out. Maybe it does in 10, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know that because we're not there. But, like, in hindsight, someone would look at your idea here and be like, no, that is that single decision will save humanity.
Yeah.
Like, it literally could. It literally could.
I just like the idea that like some years in the future, someone's like, hey, I came across this podcast. They used to do these things called podcasts, right? You know, and they're like, this one guy, Tom, said to do that. You know, I think it's a brilliant idea. Let's use our time machine.
It would be amazing if our podcast had that like staying power. But you see my point of like, it's like, yeah, on one hand, what I said was most likely true. Mm-hmm. You might have like by nuclear fission not being invented, it could have like caused way more deaths over the course of the 20th century than were already caused via war. But like again, for all we know, the invention of nuclear fission might directly lead to the extinction of all life on this planet.
Yeah.
In which case, you're absolutely right, Tom. It's the worst thing that was ever invented. We never should have invented. Absolutely.
Only time will tell. Yeah.
Only time will tell.
No.
So my choice is, I actually have two. I'm going to choose the first one because the first one's not a guarantee, but I think it's a cool idea. I'm going to be extraordinarily specific with this one. I would choose that the Chernobyl nuclear power plant was never invented.
Oh, okay.
And the reason being, and you know what?
So just that specific power plant.
and my understanding of history might not be correct in this case, but I'm under the understanding that that single, the meltdown of Chernobyl, is one of the single, like, what would you call it, like, deciding events that caused most of the world to abandon nuclear power plants.
Oh, okay.
Because of the terrible disaster that was the Chernobyl meltdown. I would hope, my idea here is that if that plant is never invented, theoretically, maybe a meltdown, like, on that level never happens, right? Like, and not until Fukushima, which it took essentially a bunch of neglect and, like, a tsunami. Mm-hmm. And even that wasn't as bad as Chernobyl.
Yeah.
My idea here is that if the world isn't deterred, like, we probably would be living in a world with much, much cleaner air, much less runaway greenhouse gases. Like, we'd have a way cleaner power grid.
Oh, okay.
Powered by nuclear power. Yeah. Because, like, nuclear power, yes, is there a danger of meltdowns? Sure, but they are actually very, very low. Mm-hmm. And, like, the technology can only get better as long as we're maintaining it and pushing it forward.
True.
You know what I mean? And we're talking about being able to power, like, everything with minimal amounts of pollution. Like, minimal amounts of effect on the environment as long as we do a good job of storage and enclosures and stuff like that, you know? Which there, you know, there are ways that could happen. So, like, we could be living in actually a very drastically different world right now, Tom.
I never thought about it that
way. Theoretically, yeah, if that meltdown does not happen. So that's my first one.
Sir, yes, sir. Can anybody hear me? Please, hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, this is Fritz Frivolous. I need your help. I'm stuck. Somehow stuck inside the minds of Will and Tom. I need to escape. Please. Please support them and their podcast. You can go to patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Distract them long enough for me to break free. You can even leave a like, comment, or subscribe. Again, don't forget about me, Fritz Frivolous.
That's a good one. Okay, I never thought about that. It's very specific.
Yeah, my second one is much more broad and much more recent. I'm trying to – I don't know the words – like, the thing that I'm going to pick, I know it exists. I don't know what the proper terminology for it is. But essentially, like, there is and has been for, like, the last 10-ish plus years, this trend of sites using algorithms, like positive feedback loop algorithms. So, like, where the search engine or whatever it is that your website you're on tries to present you with stuff based off of what you have already clicked on, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would uninvent this because it has led to huge amounts of political upheaval. It has led to huge amounts of brainwashing and misinformation. It has led to the poisoning of minds across the globe in an unprecedented event. Because what it does is it causes people to get into what are called echo chambers, where everything they are consuming is reinforcing their already preconceived beliefs.
Oh,
and it's pushing their biases to the most extreme versions of their beliefs that are possible. And it's leading to a bunch of fucking crazy idiots.
And I know exactly what you mean. Because of this, now that they're seeing their own beliefs being put back onto them, like reinforced,
yeah,
now they just take it as this is fact.
Exactly.
When in fact it's not.
Right. It's an opinion.
And yeah, I think
they probably would have a much like more mild form of that opinion if it wasn't for the constant reinforcements, especially with younger folks as well. Like, I'm sure I can't imagine what the effect on a developing mind is. But like, I find it so unnecessary. And maybe this is just my experience, but like, I find it really annoying when like I look up something. And maybe because like here's the thing is like I'm sure the positive feedback loop does work for a lot of my searches because like yeah like I'm super into the game Elden Ring nowadays right so like and I'm usually looking for more and so now when YouTube spits out more stuff at me 9 out of 10 times it's not what I want but every once in a while I'm like ooh that looks good and then I find a new thing to watch so like in that way it does work but there's just the horrible other effect I'm sure everyone goes through like, okay, so recently, Father's Day, right? My dad asked me and my sister to get him these Hawaiian shirts, right? But they're not Hawaiian shirts. Well, they are Hawaiian shirts in as much as they are like the style and cut.
Like Tommy Bahama style shirts?
Again, the cut and the material, yes. Okay. But the designs are very, I don't know what I would call them. Like, they're just really nice designs. They're not the type of designs you usually see on Hawaiian shirts, like the flowers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They're very like dad oh, okay. For sure. This is like a man in his 60s trying to look cool. But, you know, honestly, he does look kind of cool.
Yeah.
In like a dad who's in his 60s kind of
way.
But anyways.
Amongst dads in their 60s, he's the cool looking dad.
So we order him the shirt. There's only one place, one specific website that sold these types of shirts. And I got him the one that I knew he would like the best. And he was very excited.
Yeah.
Father's Day is mid-June. Mm-hmm. I ordered this late May. It is now about to be August. And ever since, I have just been rained down upon advertisements from this website.
Wow, like, really?
They're everywhere. I bought one shirt. I bought one shirt, Tom. And this company wants my money. The sad thing is, they're about to get more of it because it's his birthday and he wants more of these shirts, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But now this stupid website's going to really think I like these shirts.
It's like, hey guys, bombarding him with these emails worked. Send more.
This time he bought two. Yeah. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh my God.
So yes, that's if I could take this aspect of horror and torture out of my life, I would. I would de-invent this horrible idea. Uh-huh. This horrible, horrible idea.
So, I mean, that's kind of a funny reason. But, like, the reason that you were saying earlier, though, with this, you know, false reinforcements of, you know, some people's, like, political stances or beliefs or whatever, you know, being fortified now.
I'll give a really, like, vague example that I think a lot of people would understand or relate to. It's like, okay, we'll use the news, for example. Like, the news, there's a reason why the news, 90% of, like, the events that are reported are things that are inherently negative, right? Mm-hmm. It's because that sets off a certain thing in our brain that makes us, wait, what's happening? Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to know. This is bad, right? It's almost like a dopamine fix, but like, because like, it's, you're almost like a fight or flight response, and you're like, fight or flight, what's going on, right? And so, you click, you turn up the volume, find out what's going on, right? Well, the problem is with this positive feedback loop, it's like, oh, this person likes content where people are dying, or where terrible things are happening, or where the report of political upheaval, or whatever fucking stupid drama. Whether it's actually happening, whether it's actually important to this person's life or not, it doesn't matter. The algorithm says, oh, this person likes these types of videos, exactly. So we are going to give them more and more and more until the person, if they're not aware of what's happening, if they just keep clicking and they're not really thinking about it, they're going to begin to think that this world is literally burning around them as like such and such organization is taking over the world because of X, Y, and Z. Like, how do people not realize? Look at all these videos. They don't realize that, like, their world perception is being drastically warped. Mm-hmm. And I think people don't realize how vulnerable we are to having our opinions swayed and our minds warped by what we input.
Especially since this type of information is coming to us all the time through multiple mediums.
Yeah.
TV, your phone, you know what I mean?
Sure, streaming, like all this kind of stuff. But I think that, like, there's a huge amount of people that really think that, like, oh, that doesn't affect me. I think about, you know, or how should I phrase this? Like, I know what I believe. Like, I'm strong in my beliefs and my opinions. No, you're not. You're really not. You think you are, and I understand that. And it's maybe it's a point of pride to you, but we are squishy idiot meat brains, and we are incredibly vulnerable to outward influences.
Yeah,
we just are. Mm-hmm. We just are.
Anyways. It's just I do know what you mean, because like there's a lot of times actually even in the area that I live in too, which is a nice area, but I remember roughly I think it was like 10 maybe 15 years ago. I remember there was this kind of what we thought was like a, you know, what do they call it? A crime wave, right? And so, like, sure. I remember my mom and everyone, they're all, you know, oh, you got to be careful. You can't go to this area. You can't do that. But I would go to those areas and it was not crime ridden and whatever.
Right.
But the problem was,
it was the perception.
Yeah. It was the perception of that because of the fact that it was just getting, it was just now getting more reported on. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly,
it didn't actually raise in numbers. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just that they were reporting on it because they knew this is what people seemed to like.
Right.
And they wanted to get the ratings.
That's how they got engagement.
Yeah. That fueled this whole thing. Like, oh, this area must be bad. And it wasn't. It was the same as it always had been. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That I can really get behind. To stop like the proliferation of like false information and this reinforcement of your, you know what I mean, of what you like, think is true. You know what I mean?
Just, like, in my opinion, the bad way outweighs the good. Because here's the thing, like, does the algorithm make it so that people like you and me discover things we probably wouldn't have otherwise? Yes. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, like, I bet you a huge portion of that stuff we would have discovered eventually. Or at least I know I would have, mm-hmm. because my Google foo is strong and I search for the things that I really, really want.
Yeah. It just probably a matter of time. You just probably would have looked at it later.
And like, what do I give a fuck about the fear of missing out? Like, who cares? There's enough content in the world. Like, I'll be FOMO. Fine. Yeah. Like, I'll be fine. Like, there's enough video games, books, animes, things I make, D&D, my family, my life, recreational activities and sports in the world to keep me entertained for the rest of my life. What the fuck do I care if I miss out on, like, you know, a dozen streamers in my life that I would have liked a lot? Yeah, you know, like, who cares? Like,
I'm actually glad you brought that up, this FOMO effect, right? Fear mm-hmm. of missing out. The older I get, and we all know I'm old, okay? the older I get.
Yes, we know, Tom, you are an ancient one.
Yeah.
We get it.
Let me pass down my ancient wisdom to you. The older I get, I actually have been realizing myself that that there is always enough to keep me happy.
Yes.
Like I'm always like, oh, I didn't get to do this. Oh, well, I have this. You know what I mean? Like, lately it's been just more prominent in my life where if I don't get to do something or whatever happens and I'm like, it didn't go my way or whatever. Yeah. Okay. It may be a little bit disappointing, but ultimately when I think about it, like in the whole scheme of my life, I'm like, well, I'll just go and do this then. This gets me happy.
There we go.
Or I have this still, this makes me happy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
So I never get truly like that sad over certain things.
Because you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
As
I told my son, who like, he's a baby, so he cries over everything. And it's just like, you're okay. Everything's fine. Pick you up. Like, he fell over, but he's not actually hurt. And he's crying. I just pick him up. I bounce him. I'm like, everything's okay. I distract him with something else. He's happy again.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Everything's okay, man. Mm-hmm. Everything's okay.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah. I kind of wish.
I mean, not everything's okay, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I do wish. I feel like a lot more people out there could benefit having this realization.
Yeah, everything isn't the end of the world. You don't need to fear. Don't have that fear of missing out on everything. Like, you have to pick and choose what's worth being upset about.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
really do. Mm-hmm. But anyways, those are my two.
Those are very good answers. I would 100% back you on the latter, on the algorithm thing, getting rid of that.
Yeah.
I am interested now with our listeners. Go ahead and comment and let us know what you would de-invent. And we would be very curious to see what you write. And dude, could you imagine?
The podcast you have just heard are the imaginings from the highly evolved minds of the extra-dimensional beings, Will and Tom. It has been translated into a format more easily understood by the human mind. Interpret it as you will. Should you find yourself seeking more answers to life's most intriguing mysteries, you can show your support by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. You can also leave an Apple Podcasts review. You can subscribe to us on Instagram at @dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at @DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. We can also be reached through our email, dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. We leave you now so that you may gather your thoughts until we meet again to ponder the meaning of the cosmos and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
There's a huge amount of people that really think that, like, oh, that doesn't affect me. I think about, you know, or how should I phrase this? Like, I know what I believe. Like, I'm strong in my beliefs and my opinions. No, you're not. You're really not. You think you are, and I understand that. And it's maybe it's a point of pride to you, but we are squishy, idiot meat brains, and we are incredibly vulnerable to outward influences.
Yeah.